Good morning. God is good and all the time. Praise the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, once again, it's a joy to be back here at Holy Cross Cathedral this morning. I bring you greetings from our diocese, the Anglican Diocese of the South, and special greetings from Archbishop Foley and Bishop Frank, who also send their love, their prayers, and blessings to all of you here at Holy Cross Cathedral. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you, Lord, once again for this day and for this time, for this opportunity you've given us to come into your courthouse and to be able to call upon your name. Father, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and you give more than we either deserve or desire. By the power of your Holy Spirit, we ask that you open our hearts this morning to your living word. And we ask, O Father, that you teach us. Teach us to pray in, with faith, with persistence, and with hope, trusting that you are good and just and near to all who call upon you. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. Friends, our gospel passage this morning comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And we see Luke tells us right at the beginning why Jesus told this parable. We read in verse 1 to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. And as you think about it, that's the message we all need, isn't it? Because even for those of us who love the Lord, prayer sometimes can feel discouraging. We pray for healing. We pray for reconciliation. We pray for provisions. And sometimes it feels like nothing changes. And then we begin to wonder. We begin to wonder, is God listening? Does he really care? And Jesus, he knew that this feeling would come. So he tells a story. He tells a story about a widow who refuses to give up. And she keeps coming before an unjust judge, a man who neither fears God nor respects people. And she pleads before him. She pleads for justice again and again until the judge finally says, "Even though I don't fear God or respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice." And Jesus, my friends, he makes a clear point. He makes his point clear. If even an unjust judge will eventually respond to persistence, how much more will our good and loving Father respond to his children who cry out to him day and night? My friends, this parable isn't about wearing God down. Instead, it's about holding on. It's about holding on in faith when life tempts us to give up. I once heard a priest tell a story about a woman who prayed every day for her husband's salvation. For more than 40 years, she prayed. She went to church alone. She sat in the same pew for 40 years, and she prayed for him by name. And when ultimately she passed away, her husband, who had never even entered the doors of that church, he came. He came for her funeral. And he heard the gospel being read. He heard the gospel being preached. And something broke open in him. So slowly, he started coming back to that church. And within months, he gave his life to Jesus Christ. My friends, 40 years of prayer. 40 years of prayers, but not one wasted. That's the kind of persistence that Jesus is talking about in our gospel passage this morning. The kind that doesn't quit, even when the answer is long in coming. The widow in Luke chapter 18 understood that kind of faith. Not flashy, not dramatic, but steady, faithful, and enduring. My friends, in Jesus' world, during that time, especially, a widow had no status. A widow had no power. A widow had no protector. She was, by every social measure, helpless. Yet Jesus lifts her up as the hero of the story. She doesn't win because she's influential. She wins because she's determined. She doesn't have wealth. She doesn't have any connections. But she has something much stronger. The kind of faith that refuses to be silent. Her story reminds us, you and me, it reminds us that God often works most powerfully through those who seem weakest. The very people the world overlooks, God calls examples of faith. So when you and I come before the Lord in prayer, we come not because we are strong, but because we are dependent. And that's exactly where the Lord meets us. A father once told his little daughter, who wanted his attention while he was reading the newspaper. She kept running up to him saying, "Daddy, Daddy, did you hear me?" And he would nod, but he wouldn't look up. And she asked again, "Daddy, did you hear me?" And he said, "Yes, honey," but he's still not looking up. So finally, this little girl, she climbed right into his lap. She grabbed his face with her little hands, and she moved his head towards her and said, "Then listen with your eyes. Daddy, listen with your eyes." My friends, that's what prayer is like. That is what prayer is like. It's not about shouting louder at heaven. Instead, it's about drawing nearer to our Father. And unlike that distracted dad, our God doesn't need to be jolted into listening. He's already near. But persistent prayer brings us closer. It recenters us in His presence, where we can feel gaze upon us again. Now, it's very important to notice one thing. Jesus isn't comparing God to the unjust judge. He's contrasting them. The judge only gave in because he was tired. He was tired of being bothered by the woman. But when you think about it, our God is not reluctant or indifferent. He is righteous, He is compassionate, and He is attentive. Jesus says in verse 7 of our gospel, He says, "And will not God give justice to His elect who cry to Him day and night?" In other words, if persistence can move the heart of an unjust man, how much more will it move the heart of a loving Father? My friends, sometimes His answer is yes. Sometimes His answer is not yet. And sometimes His answer is something far better than you and I can ever imagine. But His heart towards us never changes, because He is always good. A friend of mine who serves as a hospital chaplain once shared a story. He spent several nights with a mother whose son had been in a terrible accident. For days she prayed. She prayed desperately. She prayed faithfully for a miracle to happen for her son. But unfortunately, her son didn't recover. And that night, he passed away. And she said through tears to my friend, "I prayed and prayed, and God did not move the storm." And the chaplain gently said, "No, but maybe he moved you." No, but maybe he moved you. Weeks later, this woman started a support group within her church for other grieving parents. And she ultimately went back and told the chaplain, "I didn't get the miracle that I was asking for, but instead I got the presence of God in a way that I had never gotten before." My friends, that's what persistence prayer does. That's what persistent prayer does. It may not always change our circumstances, but it always changes us. It deepens our trust. It refines our hearts and makes us more like Christ. Now, as we continue, Jesus, he closes this parable with a searching question. We see in verse 8, it says, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When you think about this question, he's not asking if people will still go to church or say their prayers. Instead, our Christ is asking, will there still be faith that endures? Will there be still faith that endures? Faith that keeps praying when nothing seems to happen. Faith that keeps believing when silence is long. Faith that keeps loving when life feels so unfair. True faith, my friends, true faith isn't proven when prayers are answered quickly. It's proven when prayers are answered slowly, or when they're answered in ways that you and I don't expect. Jesus is not trying to discourage his followers. Instead, he is trying to strengthen them. Ultimately, he's saying, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let the silence steal your hope. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep believing that your Father is good. So all that to say is, what can we, as Christians living in Gwinnett County, Georgia, on October the 19th at 9:24 a.m., what can we take with us from this parable? Especially in those seasons when we feel weary or unheard. Well, I thought of three things. First, we need to keep praying. We need to keep praying because God hears us. The widow kept coming, and so should we. Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, verse 9, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." So every prayer you pray is heard when the answer isn't visible yet. Heaven is not ignoring you. Second, we must trust the heart of the Father. We must trust the heart of the Father. The judge in the parable was cold and uncaring, but the God that you and I serve, our God, he is gracious and he is kind. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, "How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" So when God delays, It's not neglect. It's often mercy, because he's preparing something in us that only waiting can produce. And third, let prayer shape us. Let prayer shape us, not just solve things. Prayer, my friends, isn't a tool to get God to do what we want. It's a relationship. It's a relationship that reshapes us to want what he wills. So persistent prayer forms us. It softens our hearts. It stretches our faith. And it aligns our will with his. So when Jesus asks, "Will the Son of Man find faith on earth?" he's looking for people who still pray, who still believe, and still hope, even when the outcome is uncertain. So maybe today you're carrying a burden. Maybe today you're carrying a burden for a child or a friend who's wandered, or maybe for a broken relationship, for an illness, or for something only God knows. Maybe you've prayed and nothing seems to change. My friends, this parable is for you. It's Jesus' way of saying, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Because the God you pray to is not an unjust judge. He is a loving and he is a faithful Father. He may not move the storm, but he can move in you. He may not answer quickly, but he always answers wisely. And one day when faith becomes sight, you will see that not one prayer, not one tear was ever wasted. To God be all glory, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.